Episode 629, Confessions of an Inspired Mama, Courage of Continuity.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day, sweet ladies. Come on in. It is show time. It is. It's girl time. It is coffee time. It's time to get our chat on. Are you ready? I have been looking forward to this all day. You and me time. It's fabulous. And I hope you have had a splendid week. Today is Confession Day. It is. And today we're talking about Confessions of an Inspired Mama, Courage of Continuity. So you'll definitely want to stay for that chat. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I am delighted that you're here. Happy that you found us. And I would love to know how you found us. Come on over to createyournow.com where you can connect with me. You can also learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy. Everyday solutions where you can keep your life simple while you pursue your passion, purpose, and presence. You know, we can just get so hurried, scurried, can't we? And I'm kind of getting a little antsy because guess what's around the corner? It's October. I know, don't tell anybody, but it really is. And it's really beginning to frighten me because you know what comes after October? I know, November, right? And then December. And I feel like once we hit October, it's literally like three blinks and Christmas is here and we're ringing in the new year. And I just feel like I was just doing that. I don't know about your schedule, but I'm looking at mine going, I have so much more to do in 2016. Well, today I want to throw in a little bit of inspiration. You know, we are in the Ready, Set, Aim challenge, the free 5-day challenge. You still have time to sign up for it. If you're listening to it, this is September 30th. So if you're listening to this like a week or two or even a year later, go in there anyway. Go to createyournow.com. Under courses, you'll see the free challenge there. You can go ahead and register and go through it, walk through it. It's 5 days. Now, it may not take you 5 days, but we broke it down 5 days. I'm obviously not doing it live with you then, as I was when we first launched it. Like today, you can come on Facebook Live to our Create Your Now page. The link is in the show notes. 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific. You can find me there. We've been chatting for about, 20 to 25 minutes or so. And whether you can stay the whole time or you just want to pop in and see my face like, oh my gosh, that's her. That's who I talk with all the time. Yes, then you'll know I'm real. I promise you I'm real. But in this whole aspect of what we've been talking about, Ready, Set, Aim, how to take action, ignite change, and stay motivated, we're ending on Courage of Continuity. And I was so inspired by my own children. Don't you just love an underdog story? I love underdog stories, especially it's football season. And so I love watching the underdog stories when it comes to football season. They're so much fun to watch. One who isn't posed to win yet comes from behind, works hard, and rises to the top. Courage of Continuity. You see, courage is the ability to do something that frightens you. Have you done something that frightened you? I bet you have. I know a lot of you have. Wendy, you're doing it right now, girl, and you're doing awesome. Christy, you're doing fantastic. One step, babe, one step at a time leads to miles of greatness. There's nothing more inspiring than to see women going before you and doing what they want to do in their life. Carla's doing the same thing. She's going for her dream. She's working hard on it. Soon to be traveling. And I cannot wait to hear about all the stories that she's going to bring back. All of this is inspiring. It encourages us, right? Encouragement is what? To make us move forward, to motivate us to go to the next level. I look at our children. And children, there's something about them. Just their innocence, I think, is just fascinating because they do things with such vigor. They just go out there and they give it all, especially when they're playing like soccer and they're like 3 years old, you know, the 3 to 5, 6-year-old range. And they're great to watch because they just kind of hover around the ball. You don't even have to realize and really watch where the ball is. You just watch where the group goes and how they move throughout the field. And you know right where it is, but they're so inspiring because they're so gung-ho. It just, you know, it lifts your spirits up when you see that within your child. And you see that they have the courage to try something they've never tried before. And they begin to rise to the top, to use their own courage to push through difficult situations. Sometimes even impossible situations, to persevere. Maybe you've had your own child and you've seen that happen. Maybe you've experienced it with the niece or nephew. But when we get to an age in life, I believe our courage begins to weaken. It fades, which really, quite frankly, is very sad. Because as a child, we fall down and we get right back up. We brush ourselves off. We put a Band-Aid on and we go back to playing. No big deal. Sometimes we need to stop, though, and say, Mama, could you give me a little kiss on my boo-boo, please? You remember those, right? I know. You're smiling a little bit. Brings back maybe some fond memories. When we fall down, though, as an adult, we aren't as quick to get back up. Or we hold on to that sting. We ponder why it happened. And then we try and figure out how we can make that not happen again. Do we get stuck in overanalyzation? Do we sit there and go, oh my gosh, I don't believe, what did I do that? The only reason why I could think about that, oh wait, but if I did, okay, do you see? Have you been in that scenario before in your own mind? And you're like replaying what happened? Because it may be a circumstance that really was a defining moment in your life and you don't know how to escape it. And you hold on to it. The problem is because you're holding on to it, you're losing something else. Something else is failing in your life and fading away, and it's your courage. Your courage of continuity is fading. Do we give ourselves permission not to have courage the older we get? Just because the clock strikes 12 every single year and we get older and older, does that mean that we have to lose the courage? Because if you fell down as a child, what would your mommy tell you? Get back up. You can do this. There's no stopping you. You're all right. Just brush it off. You're good. I can remember going to the park with my grandfather. And my grandfather was an amazing man. I love him dearly. We lost him way too early in life to his second fight with cancer. But my memories of him are very fond, and I hold them very near and dear to my heart. And one memory really stands out. And it's when we went to the park. And he said, come on, kids, let's go to the park. You need to get some fresh air. You need to go out and play in nature. Let's go. My grandpa was a nature man. Anytime we would go and walk, when we would go up to the farm where they lived, we would walk and we would pass these trees. And he could tell me all the different flowers, the types of trees, the different blades of grass, what I would see in the pond, the different bugs I would hear and ones I would want to run away from because I didn't like them. He's the one who pushed me and said, if you want to fish with me, you're going to learn to put that worm on that hook. Oh, really? Don't you just do that for me? Oh, nope, you're going to do it. So we go to the park. And I was about between third and fourth grade. And all three of us went off to the park. And it was fun. We loved the outside and we were playing with Grandpa and that was the best. And it was time to go home. And so as we were walking out, you know how they close up the park so the cars can't drive in and out? And they had these two posts cemented in the ground. And then they had a chain going across it, right? Connecting it so a car could not drive past. And my younger brother, well, I only have one brother, but he's younger of me. So he's 4 years younger. And he says, all right, let's see who can jump the highest over this. I was like, okay. And Grandpa was like, yeah, whatever. Go ahead. You guys can do it. So what does my brother do? He goes right for the middle, the low part. Oh, yeah. He was a smart one. Mm-hmm. I'm just telling you that right up front. He was a smart one. And I thought, oh, I'm going to win this. I'm going to jump the higher part. And so what did I do? Man, I ran and ran. And as I leaped over, I just know that chain came detached wrapped around my leg, grabbed me, and smack, I went down on my face. Face plant on concrete. Ouch. Blood. I was in shock. I was crying. I didn't know what happened. I got up and I noticed that my face was kind of feeling weird. Not only was I bleeding on the knee, but I had totally knocked out half of my front tooth. Mind you, this was my permanent front tooth. All I could sit there was to be in shock, and I was crying. And I can still remember to this day exactly how I was standing. Like, I mean, I could paint a picture of it. It's so vivid. And my grandpa standing there, so stoic, so brave-like, and saying, "You're okay. Pick it up. Let's walk back to the house. You'll be fine. You can be brave. You have courage." That's never left me, ever. And there are days that I've had even recently that I'm like, I don't have what it takes to go on. I'm ready to quit. But I hear a whisper in my head that takes me back to what my grandpa said. You have the courage to go on. The courage of continuity. You see, the courage of continuity is motivation in action. When you feel like you can't go on, you must go on. You got to pick yourself back up. You are stronger than you think you are. And it's unfortunate that we have to wait to see our strength until the storm hits. But think about how strong you are. Take yourself back to a time in your life where things were really rocky. Maybe it was a relationship struggle. Maybe you were on the verge of divorce or separation. Maybe it was the loss of a child. Maybe it was being denied acceptance into a program that you worked so hard to get to. It's unfortunate that we have to hit the storms before we understand that we really have the courage to go on. If only we would take a page out of our child's book and know that, get up, brush off, everything will be all right. Stand with vigor, go on. Your kiss, the keep it simple strategy, create in you your motivation by taking aim. Stand with vigor, go on. Don't stop. Sometimes you have to pretend to be invincible. And as a child, you were really, really good at that. But then as an adult, we get thicker skin. And for some reason, just because we get thicker skin, we become even more sensitive. And we want to back away from things that scare us. We want to hide. We want to retreat. We want to go to the safe place. I love the game hide and seek as a child, because you get to hide, but then what? You get to seek. Seek is to go on. Courage of continuity. Sometimes, yes, we need to retreat. We need to reflect a little bit. We need a reprieve, a rejuvenation. We need to understand that maybe something did go wrong and you need time to fix it. But you don't need to stay there. You need to continue forward. You need to take the courage within you and go on. Courage of continuity is motivation in action. Don't wait on someone else. Be you. Be strong. Take that next step. Gain the courage by continuing on. Stay the course. You hear me say over and over again, take aim, take aim, take aim. Action ignites motivation. You've got the courage. But sometimes we have to make the choice to make the change, to use the courage that's already within us. Don't make the excuse. You are so worthy. Don't give up on yourself. In Ready, Set, Aim, we've been working and talking about how to take action and really ignite a change. Take a behavior and turn this behavior into a lasting change and make it part of your lifestyle to create your now. And it takes one thing at a time. We can't change our whole life at once because you know why? Our subconscious, our old habits, what we have been doing over and over and over again, it takes hold and says, whoa, 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 you're trying to change too much. And when you're changing too much, there's confusion. And with confusion, I run away. And I'm going to stop you in your tracks. I'm going to make you feel like you don't need to go on, and I'm going to make you retreat. That's what we've been talking about in the Ready, Set, Aim. Where are you in life right now? Maybe you are at a point in your life that you need to be taking some aim. You need to stop with the excuses, whatever the excuses are, and take the next step. You need to have the courage of a child to continue on. You see, when I had fallen in the park and I had that half-fake front tooth laying in my hand, blood, I had blood on my knee, rocks in my knee. I mean, I had scars from the fall because it was gravel. Falling on a sidewalk is one thing, but man, when you fall face plant like I was doing, and I'm telling you, no, the chain did not come undone, but that's what it felt like because I felt like I was being pulled down to the ground and smack, and I did do a full face plant. I'm really surprised I did not break my nose. But I can remember looking at my tooth going, everybody's going to make fun of me. My mouth is going to look weird. Because I was getting to the age of people where, you know, the kids would start talking about braces. And some of my friends would have braces. And I was lucky enough that I probably wouldn't have to have braces. But now, my half-fake front tooth, I didn't know what was going to happen. Would I look funny? Would people make fun of me? Courage of continuity. Don't let your half-fake front tooth hold you back. Stand with vigor and go on. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.